Well, meanwhile, Michigan has the most coronavirus cases in the U.S. after New York, New Jersey, and California. Detroit has been the hardest hit. The Detroit metro area includes Oakland County. David Coulter is Oakland County executive. David, more than 5,000 cases in the state of Michigan, but your county alone, over 1,200 cases. I'm assuming that trajectory still is going up.
Yeah, we're still in the upward trajectory of this curve, and I suspect that that'll be the case for at least the remainder of this week.
What's your biggest problem? I mean, we know it's congested. People live closely together. What's your biggest issue?
People are taking the stay-at-home order very seriously, and so that's become less of an issue. Our biggest need right now is the needs of our hospitals, and we are at capacity now with our hospitals, and we're working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and others to help us get additional beds in place, but that's going to be the greatest need this week.
Yeah, and we spoke to a doctor in New York. They said there's a mobile hospital being set up in Central Park. Are you thinking of that kind of thing when you think of extra beds?
Yeah, we're talking about converting our convention center in downtown Detroit to about 4,900 extra beds. In Oakland County, we're looking at additional sites. We're actually working with our universities to see if we can convert residence halls or arenas. We're going to need the space, and we're going to need it soon.
And you also need the protective equipment that everyone needs. Your county has banned foreclosures through the end of 2020. First of all, are you worried about what happens to your banking system? Are you worried about what happens if that many mortgages don't get paid through the entire year? And are you worried, you know, on the other hand, you know, renters, people paying mortgage, April 1st is coming up. Some people have no money, no reserves to pay their rents.
You know, I worry about the economics of this a great deal, and it's going to hit us in a number of ways, from our small businesses to our renters to the folks paying mortgages like you indicated. But the best thing we can do for economics is to make the pandemic as short as we can. And so we're still very, very focused on the public health aspects of this. But we know that there are going to be significant economic hardships from this, and we're planning those at the same time. But public health has to trump right now.
What are you saying about people who are looking at April 1st and saying they can't pay their rent? Are you going to tell landlords they can't demand it?
We're looking at all of those things. I think the great news is that a lot of landlords and businesses have stepped up and understood this need themselves. Our utility companies, for instance, without any prodding from us, have stopped shutoffs, although the governor has made that part of her order as well. So really across the board, we're seeing the business community step up and do the responsible thing. And where they're not, that's, I think, a role for us to help encourage them.
Well, look, after the housing collapse, tons of money was poured into the economy. It seemed to jumpstart just fine. So maybe we can go that route. Before we let you go, your county has seen people in their 20s hospitalized and people in their 30s and 40s die. What do you say to young people right now?
Take it seriously. It can affect everybody. This virus hits all age groups. And I think that initial message we had about seniors being most at risk, that's still true, but it can hit everybody. We just lost a state legislator from Detroit yesterday, and he was a younger person. Mm. So it is not a respecter of age or race, and everybody needs to take this incredibly serious.
That's Oakland County Executive David Coulter there in Michigan, Detroit area. David, thanks so much.
I appreciate being with you.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, what do you want us to know about what's happening in your state? We want to get to them all. Go to this story at hearnow.org. Let us know. Or go to our Facebook page. Just stay in touch.